Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. There's a great story we wanted to start out with today. It's a football story. Who doesn't love a great football story? And it took place at a high school in Little Chute, Wisconsin. The football team's water boy, Noah Van Voren, who is a senior, has Down syndrome, and he's been one of the team's greatest fans. One of the seniors on the football team says of Noah, he's always positive. Walking down the sideline, he'll pat you on the back and say you're doing a great job, he said. And for anybody who plays sports, that kind of encouragement is really needful sometimes, especially when things are going rough. So the team, and actually the whole town, wanted to do something special for Noah, to express their gratitude for him. And this is the idea they came up with. On their final home game in the fourth quarter, they had time for just one more play. They passed the ball to Noah and he ran down the field. The opposing team, the Clintonville Truckers, just let him run on through as he continued to run down the field and score a touchdown. The crowd erupted in applause and many were visibly moved by the sportsmanship. Two people in particular were incredibly happy, and those were Noah's parents. His dad, Todd, said this about Noah. He was born 18 years ago, and the doctors told us he would never be able to walk, talk, or do anything. And then to see him 18 years later to do this, it's amazing. And to have a community like Little Chute to back him up and to love him the way they do, you can't put it in words, his dad said. In addition to this kind act, Noah's friends at Little Chute High School the year before actually crowned him prom king as well. And you just think, what a great group of youth. They just are so kind and so encouraging. They've made a difference in his life and also in the lives of his parents as well. We pulled this story from Fox 11 News Online from Friday, October 18th, and the article is entitled Football Team Honors Water Boy with Touchdown. Okay, we had a football story for all of those football fans out there. How about if we have a baseball story now? This is a really good story. It was actually told by President Gordon B. Hinckley, and it's entitled Don't Drop the Ball, and it's a story he told in General Conference, October 1994, and we want to play that for you in his own words now.
I think I'd like to tell you a baseball story. I was reminded of it while watching a program on PBS one evening not long ago. It was a featured program on baseball and spoke of what was once the great American pastime. I recognize that baseball has little interest for people in most nations of the world, but I speak of it to highlight a principle that has meaning for people everywhere. The event of which I speak occurred in the World Series of 1912. It was an 8-game series because one of the games was called because of darkness. Playing fields were not electrically lighted at that time. The Boston Red Sox were in the lead at the opening of the last game. The series was 4-3 in favor of Boston. Now they were playing the last game, and the score was tied 1-1. The Red Sox were at bat, the New York Giants in the field. A Boston batter knocked a high arching fly. Two New York players ran for it. Fred Snodgrass at center field signaled to his associate that he would take it. He came squarely under the ball, which fell into his glove. It went right through his hand and fell to the ground. A howl went up in the stands. The roaring fans couldn't believe it. Snodgrass had dropped the ball. He'd caught hundreds of fly balls before, but now at this crucial moment, he dropped the ball. The New York Giants lost. The Boston Red Sox won the series. Snodgrass came back the following season and played brilliant ball for 9 more years. He lived to be 86 years of age, dying in 1974. But after that one slip, for 62 years, whenever he was introduced to anybody, the expected response was, "Oh, yes, you're the one who dropped the ball." Some of you older men may remember the Rose Bowl football game of 1929, when a player named Roy Riegels recovered a fumble and ran almost the length of the field toward the goal of his opponent. He was tackled and brought down by one of his own team, preventing a touchdown. He had lost his sense of direction in a moment of stress. His mistake cost his team a victory. He was a great player. He lived to be 84. But ever afterward, he was remembered as the man who ran the wrong way. This phenomenon is not peculiar to sports. It happens every day in life. There's the student who thinks he's doing well enough and then, under the stress of the final exam, flunks out. There's the driver who all of his life has had a flawless record and then, in a moment of carelessness, is involved in a tragic accident. There is the trusted employee whose performance has been excellent, and then he succumbs to the temptation to steal a little from his employer. A mark is placed upon him, which never seems entirely to disappear. There is the life lived with decency, and then comes the destructive, ever-haunting, one-time moral letdown. There is the outburst of anger that suddenly destroys a long-cherished relationship. There is the little sin that somehow grows and eventually leads to separation from the church. In all of these, someone dropped the ball. He had the self-confidence, possibly even the arrogance, to think that he didn't really have to try, that he could make it with only half an effort. But the ball passed through his hands and hit the ground, and he gave away the game. Or he thinks he makes a smart catch of someone else's fumble and runs the wrong way only to give victory to his opponents. It all points up the need to be constantly alert. It points up the importance of unrelenting self-discipline. It indicates the necessity of constantly building our strength against temptation. It warns us against the misuse of our time, especially our idle time.
You know, there's a lot of ways that we could drop the ball, so to speak, in life. And that football story we told earlier is a great example of students who could have reacted one way to a student who's perhaps a little bit different than they are, but they chose the higher road. They chose to treat him with respect and with love and to bring him into their circle instead of excluding him. And it's a great reminder of how we can really not drop the ball in life, but instead reach out in love to those around us, whether they're different or struggling or whatever the case may be. And that's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, maybe you've had a similar situation, we'd love to hear about it. Send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Or you can post on our Facebook wall today as well, of course. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Be Still and Know, and it's featuring Alex Boyer. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
God, be still and know that He is holy. Be still, O restless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace and let the noise and clamor cease. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is faithful. Consider all that He has done. Stand in awe and be amazed. is God. Be still and know He is our Father.